On Air Music presents Long Player.
Kia ora, this is Corey Champion, aka Borrowed CS, and we're talking about Arch, my new album.
So Arch is a very eclectic album. It has a whole diverse range of styles. Is it something that you intended, or did it happen naturally?
When I was programming the album, I, you know, obviously left a lot of things off, left a lot of songs off. I guess I was looking for things that work together with their just kind of their feelings, the feelings of the tracks and like the mood of the tracks. And I generally like electronic music that has, you know, a lot of different kind of styles and flavors on it when you're listening to an album.
The first track we're talking about today is the second track on the album, and it's called Selfie. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Selfie is kind of like my version of a sort of Maurizio basic channel, like dub techno track. I've been listening to a lot of that music when I started making the album, and just sort of appreciating the influence it's had, you know, locally here as well, you know, when it first came out, sort of, I guess, music in the 90s, but also, you know, as a style, it's still kind of, I don't know, it's like real fresh. I just really like those kind of club tracks that work, but you can also like listen to them at home. And I feel like dub techno is the perfect music for that in some ways.
We'll be right back.
The Right Feel was made from, I'd actually recorded a bunch of drums for my friend Chris, Christoph El Truento. These drums are actually on his album Peacemaker Dub, which came out, I want to say like 2 years ago. Yeah, that's when I first made the drums for it, but I resampled the drums and made it into my own track as well, with like a kind of somewhere in between like a new disco-y kind of house feel and like the steppers kind of dub feel as well. I kind of built it up from just the bass line and the drum machine. As it kind of developed, it got to a certain point, and my relationship with Mutter is really great. I can just send him something and, you know, he just comes back with the goods. And that's literally just what happened. Like, the vocals were the last thing to go on that. He kind of took care of it himself. We talked about just the, you know, the kind of, I guess, the style of the vocals with the auto-tune and everything. was something that I wanted him to do. And his album that's coming out this year has got heaps of that on it. And we've worked on it together already. So hopefully that makes sense. When his album comes out, you can like hear a bit more of that flavor. On the Sun is kind of more of a down-tempo track to the other stuff on the album. This was one that I knew when I was making it, like this would be a good track in the context of an album as an idea, different to say just sort of the straight kind of faster tempo like club stuff. And that's the cool thing about doing an album, is you can, you know, stretch out a little bit on the tempos and the feels. But this one's kind of like me programming up some samba, kind of Brazilian inspired drum feels. We'll be right back. Sad Melody is one of the newer kind of tracks from the album. So a few of them, the other ones are kind of a few years old, but this one kind of came together maybe within the last 6 months. Same with Hutt River, they're kind of from the same session. This kind of brings in more of my dancehall influence. I've been listening to a lot of kind of really nasty 90s dancehall, and just in particular the rhythm tracks, just for like how cold and hard they are. And there's a couple people on Tax-Free Records. All the releases on that are kind of on this, the kind of tip I was wanting to go with it.
NZ On Air Music.